Hey, it's been a while. I am currently unable to locate either of my microphones. They are somewhere. I put them somewhere safe and in a logical spot when I was doing some cleaning, and obviously they have now disappeared into the safe void of my apartment. That being said, my last episode about food insecurity has become even more relevant in 2023, heading into 2024, with the food monopoly in Canada specifically saying that prices are going to rise even more despite the fact that they have record profits. Quarter after quarter. I'm not in a space to dive into that at this moment, but feel free to listen to the episode from Jesus, February 2022. I guess it's almost 2 years ago now. What the hell has been going on? I think with a lot of people, when COVID officially, locked down everything across the world, this really pivotal piece of history that is still ongoing. I know that lockdowns have ended and a lot of safety precautions have been pulled back in every aspect of our life, but truly, cases are peaking even now. The numbers are higher than they've ever been. And I understand life needs to go on, but the conversations around that are important for a whole variety of reasons. I almost completely decided to ditch what I was doing here. And well, I'm not going to, and I'm not going to promise anything at this moment in time. I do want to go over sort of the reasons why I thought maybe it was time to either completely walk away or rebrand, and I don't want to rebrand for a whole host of reasons. One thing is, I am completely in awe of content creators who make a life from any kind of content creation, podcasting, videoing, especially, TikTokers. Instagram, that takes a lot out of you. And I think the ones that are probably the most successful are ones that have really strong boundaries, which, I've talked about in the past on episodes. I thought I had gotten a lot better at holding boundaries. This year has taught me probably not as good as I thought. Which is fine in the sense that learning and growing isn't linear. But I think that is a key aspect of it. And especially with many of like the early episodes, I shared a lot of personal stories. Personal happenings. I shared stories that probably weren't mine to tell. I mean, they were, part of my stories, but I had a lot of missteps that if I could do it again, I would do it differently. Another thing is when your brand identity, Whoops. I'm playing with the mascara that's on my desk here with me. So sorry about that, because you know me, I'm not gonna edit that out. But when you brand yourself in a certain way, as you know, an insecure person, that can seep into your identity in ways that you don't fully understand how harmful it can be at the time. And look, I am a true believer that everyone in this world has something they are insecure about. And there is no shame in that. There is no shame in having insecurity, being insecure, and sharing that with the appropriate people. Being vulnerable can be very, very powerful, as we know. But it can also be really detrimental when you do it with the wrong people. And it can be really, really harmful. Apparently, I have vocal fry right now. Guess that's what happens when you don't talk to people ever. I shouldn't say ever. It's just been a couple days. I took a real phone break for the first time since cell phones have existed in the extent of social media and a phone being one and the same. Meaning I turned my phone off for 3 days. But yeah, it can be really harmful when you start to internalize parts of your identity. And people can take advantage of that. And it is an unfortunate fact of life that I am still coming to terms with. It's one of these things that, you know, we have optimists and pessimists and realists, and I feel like I've fallen into each of those categories at different times in my life. But I truly have always tried to find the good in humanity and in each individual that I come across, especially. Our current state of the world is scary and hard to keep open. You know, there's multiple genocides happening right now. Shit just bad. I think this year was really hard for a lot of people. Most people I know, it was not an easy come, easy go type of year. And I think a big part of that is this collective trauma we went through, that no one is really acknowledging as a collective trauma in grand scheme of things. And I've been wrong about a lot, so I could be wrong about this, but I do think it is an important aspect of what's happening. I feel like at one point during the pandemic, people had a lot of hope for some bigger societal changes that just never happened. And I think a lot of communities got broken down during that time. Just communities need to be rooted in a strong foundation of similar values and purpose. And a lot of communities got broken along the way. Couple that I was in. So feeling a bit out to sea when it comes to community support. And I don't think I'm the only one. But even just on an individual, interpersonal level, I think a lot of relationships just got lost. I haven't looked into it yet, and I doubt there's any massive research on it, but I would be very interested to see research that happened around relationships, romantic, because I think that's just the easiest likely to research, although friendships could be one too, but just people who got together slightly before, you know, within a year of the pandemic officially starting, to early pandemic relationships, and using that to sort of evaluate the trajectory, because I know people who literally met, you know, 2 weeks before lockdown happened, locked down with their partner and are married and very happy with, you know, children on the way. And I also know a ton of relationships in the last 4 years that did not make it for a variety of reasons. And Bobbin, can you stop, please? Thanks, my love. Yeah, so there's just, you know, certain things that I think pique our interest. I am not a researcher, as I'm sure you know, but the purpose of all that rambling, hopefully you missed it, is that rooting part of my identity in insecurity, I think, has been more than slightly detrimental to how I engage in the world. And it's scary to acknowledge where you have placed yourself in your own life and the negative impacts that that has had. Or positive, you know, self-reflection can also be a good thing and shine light on your strengths, but I'm specifically talking about reasons why I thought, let's just pull everything. I lost some very important people, and when I say lost, I mean they're passed away and passed on during the early pandemic. And it sucks. But one of them was a really big believer in me, specifically. I mean, both were, but more vocal. And a true kindred spirit, in the sense of Anne Shirley and Diana type of kindred spiritness. And her words that she sent me after she listened to my first episode have gotten me through more than one bad day. So I don't want to walk away from something that, you know, has done some kind of good. I just need to do it at my pace, in my way. And I think that's sort of a big life lesson for me in general. I mean, sometimes I do things in my way and it fucks me over, but, you know, I am kind of the person that has to make mistakes and fail before I learn something. What's that called? Tactile learning? Is that what that's called? for certain things. But yeah, those are the two reasons. I don't know. I'm not going to count. Those are some of the reasons why I wanted to stop. And ultimately, I think I just didn't, because there was always a want to continue in some way, and I just hadn't figured out how to do that. There was a lot of stuff going on in my personal life, professional life, that took me out. I'm still coming out of that, but we shall see. It seems like since my last episode, things have only gotten more insecure in the world. Attachment theory is blowing up this year. I think 2023. Whew. So, you know, secure attachment, insecure attachment. I think it's real evident that people... This is literally just me with all the self-help books I read this year, all the TikToks I watched, and my own research, aka reading studies, that were proposed. And then just philosophizing off that, theorizing off that. It's not a shocker to me that attachment theory blew up this year, and maybe I'll do a full episode on attachment theory. But like... majority of relationship advice right now is tailored to millennials and older Gen Z, I want to say. And it's like, what have those two generations lived through? And yes, like, obviously their parents, but if we bring attachment theory into just feeling safe and secure in general, like, if the world is scary and shit is happening, you know, of course kids are gonna be scared to commit. I just don't know any other way to put that. Like, why would you wanna be with one person? Why would that feel safe to you if you don't know that they're going to be around? And not even in a they will abandon you sense or leave you sense, or that's too much sense for those avoidance, but just like in school, like growing up doing gun drills in America, like how does that not get into your psyche and make you feel insecure on a molecular level, you know? So yeah, I maybe will do an actual episode on that. What I've read and listened to and watched, and just give you some thoughts on that. But that's it. That's what's been going on. Bobbin's still here, obviously, being both the love of my life and a brat. Yeah. And I'm just trying to get through. One thing that I will definitely be trying to do is maybe not put a script together, but put actual points together so that when I'm rambling, there's still reason behind it. And while I want to be vulnerable with you and share things, I also need to really learn to protect myself, and what I'm sharing and who I'm sharing with. And while I don't have a lot of listeners, you never know who is listening, or what the intent behind someone listening is, or what information they're going to use at some point in time. And hopefully that gives you insight into my attachment. type. Oof. It's fun to laugh at ourselves, isn't it? But yeah.
I think that is it for now. If you also had a really hard year or a really hard 2 years, you're not alone. You're not alone in that. I think the whole world is going through it right now. And we all have the global battles to go through, hopefully together. Can we burn this shit down already and just start fresh? But we also have our individual battles, both internally and externally in our relationships and life. And it's hard. And it's just a matter of moment by moment, taking breaths when you can and finding glimmers of hope and joy. And what I want more of is whimsy. I think we could all use a little bit more whimsy in our lives. So put a 90s butterfly clip in your hair and dance it out in some neon, because who fucking knows what tomorrow's gonna bring? All right. I could use a deep breath, so let's take one together. Hopefully we'll chat soon.